Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 41 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about asking good questions. Asking good questions about your development process, asking good questions of your customers, asking good questions of your developers. And it's a thing that we've been going through a lot at Titan lately. We brought in this guy, Adam Wathen, who is just addicted to product development and learning about how to ask the right questions and ask the, you know, and stop focusing on the wrong priorities for the work that you're doing. And it really has come a lot down to something that I call a hashtag annoying questions. And I don't actually say hashtag, and I actually don't like saying it out loud, but it just is, anyway, it's a thing, okay? So we call them annoying questions at Titan, and what it is when I or someone else is in a situation where we are describing a need or we're assigning a task or something like that, rather than just saying yes, and it's less, you know, less to your boss and more to like a client or something. Rather than saying yes, you ask questions like, and it's sort of like the 4-year-old saying, why, until you get down to the essence of it. Because when people tend to describe things, we do certain things. And I'm kind of paraphrasing, I'm not paraphrasing, I'm making this up as I go because I've started reading kind of benefits to this way of thinking, and also extracting, seeing how I've been doing that over the years and developing that over the years. So this may not perfectly represent either Adam or a lot of the folks he's kind of appreciating, but how I'm seeing it as, for example, someone in Karani. I've been running Karani for 4.5 years, and when I started, I knew very little about product development. So somebody in Karani says, I would really like to be able to do this one thing. I'd really like a UI element, a user interface element that allows me to do this particular thing. And I want it to look this particular way because I saw it in this one website or because this is what I'm expecting or whatever. And often it's this kind of back and forth of, okay, do they really need it? You know, is it really that important? I'm not sure. So I will just say yes or no. And if I decide, yes, this is important enough, they're going to use it, I just kind of do it the way they want to do it or the way that I've seen it done before, whatever. So there are questions, but the initial question is just, do you do it or not? And then later it's like, oh, well, maybe I can make the user interface a little bit better. So there's a little bit of a questioning of, well, yes, I understand that you have this need, but does it need to actually look like that? But over time, you start to realize that the questions you're asking are not just the questions that they know how to answer immediately. Like, well, could it look different, but it's the questions that get to the core of why are they proposing the particular solution that they're proposing. And that's especially when you start talking to not just your clients, but also other developers or other folks on your team. Why did you pick that particular solution? Is it because that solution is just a thing that we're supposed to have? Or is the solution is the way that you've seen this particular problem solved? Or is it because you ask the good questions to get to what the actual core problem is and then discern that this is going to be the best solution? And that's the reason this is valuable is because it helps you get past this kind of thought that, how do you say? It helps you get past the place where you propose solutions without considering that they may not be the best way. And you may have understood the proposed solution without understanding the problem that it's supposed to be solving. So you're asking these questions, winnowing down kind of layers of solution and user interface and how things have been done in the past to eventually get down to what problem are we trying to solve. And some of the other terms people use for this instead are jobs to be done. So what job are we trying to do here? And there's a whole kind of language and ecosystem around that. But in general, what you're saying is what problem, what itch does the user have that we're trying to scratch, or what superpower are we trying to give them is the thing that Adam says a lot, or what job do they need to do that we want them to enable them to do? In the end, what's the thing that needs to be done that we're getting the ability for them to do, or what's the problem that we're helping them solve? And often then when you start there, you'll realize, for example, you may have a particular problem defined, and there may be one solution, and there also may be three other solutions, some which are simpler, some which are easier to implement in your particular language, some which are more flexible for the future, some which may just be a better user interface in general. The other solution may be common or proposed and may actually be worse. So your definition should not be do this thing, your definition should be solve this problem in the best way given the constraints and the opportunities that we have in this particular application, this particular project. So annoying questions, asking good questions comes down to how do you ask why or where or how or what, but particularly why. How do you ask the questions to get from this proposal of, well, we need to do this. We need to have this feature. Move it down. Cut the top off over and over until it's not, we need to have this feature, it needs to be this color. Okay, cut that off. We need to have this feature, it needs to look like this. Cut that off. We have this feature and I need to feel this way. Cut that. Like what, why? Why do we need to have this feature? What are we kind of targeting? And then once you finally get to that point where you can say, well, this is the problem, then build back up in a more reasonable way. Here's your problem. You need... you're in this particular situation and you have this particular need, you need this particular piece of information. And for example, we were designing symposium and the simplest way to get a list of, you know, data out of a database table is just to get every single row from the database table, you know, do a new cell or a new row for each entry in the database table and a column for each field. It's basically like an Excel list, so Excel spreadsheet listing out your data. And every, you know, simple app on the planet has done many of those. And so the simplest solution is, well, we have a conferences table, database table. So there should be a conferences Excel grid somewhere, right? Of course. But the thing is, that's a feature. A feature is an Excel grid. What are we trying to solve there? And so Adam was asking all these great questions. And if you actually go to the symposium GitHub repo, you'll actually find like the conversation where it's basically like, well, okay, cool. That grid is fine. But what do the users actually need off of that page? And how do the filters or the tasks, the tabs or the layout or whatever, how do those influence providing them the ability to do the things they need to do and then getting the cruft out of the way for stuff they don't actually need to do? So rather than just saying, well, there's data let's throw in the page, you're saying, what do they need to do with this data? Well, you know, it's the conferences page. So they may need to see, you know, when the conference call for proposals opens and closes, or they may need to click on the conference to get more information about it, or they may need to see how many days are left in the call for proposal or whatever. Like, what are the things they need to do? And then how can we build the best user interface for those things? And some things that you might have been saying, well, this particular page is a good fit for doing those things, may actually belong somewhere else. And again, you can see this whole conversation if you just kind of read through the history of pull requests and issues for the symposium repo. But basically, it's just kind of like, don't just presume the solution, understand the problem, and then work together to figure out what are the best ways and simplest ways and cleanest ways and most easily understood ways, even if they're not normally what we're expecting, to solve this particular problem. So I hope that, you know, this helps you kind of think about, I know that I wasn't particularly concrete, but I think that the main thing for me is before you just kind of willy-nilly pick something and say, well, we're going to do this because this is a good thing, say why, until basically saying why makes no sense. You know, until you get to the point where you're rolling eyes, well, because they want to, okay, well, they want to do this thing. Okay, that's fine. They want, you know, but then from, you know, winnow it down to that point and then answer that question fresh. And it'll give you a new perspective and a new way of thinking things, or at least it has for me. I like it. So that's it. Thanks for listening to 5 Minute Geek Show, 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, the number 5. We're 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us via iTunes or RSS. And if you like the show this week, why don't you go rate it in iTunes? Because that actually matters. Thanks. Till next time, 5 Minute Geek Show, Matt Stauffer. Peace out.
Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
There you go. Good job, bud.
It's Kai on there.
Kai's on there. Can you say eat your peas, baby, 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 please?
Eat your peas, baby, baby, peas, baby.
Good job.